Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
France sends police special forces to Guadeloupe to deal with COVID-related riots there. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. French authorities sent police special forces to Guadeloupe as protests over COVID-19 restrictions erupted into rioting and looting for the third day in a row in the French overseas territory. On Sunday, many road blockades by protesters made traveling across the island nearly impossible. Firefighters reported 48 interventions overnight into Sunday morning. In Pointe-à-Pitre, the island's largest urban area, clashes left three people injured, including an 80-year-old woman who was hit by a bullet while on her balcony. A firefighter and a police officer were also injured, and several shops were looted there and in other towns. A police station was set on fire. Jacques Bertilli, a 49-year-old Gozier resident, said, quote, "I'm not against nor for the vaccine, but what makes me upset is looting, because we need to work." End quote. The protests were called by trade unions to denounce France's COVID-19 health pass, which is required to access restaurants and cafes, cultural venues, sport arenas, and long-distance travel. Demonstrators are also protesting France's mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. The island of 400,000 people has one of the lowest vaccination rates in France at 33%, compared with 75% across the country. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin denounced the violence as unacceptable in an interview Sunday with Le Parisien newspaper. He said 50 officers from police special forces were arriving Sunday in Guadeloupe. They come in addition to 200 other police sent to the Caribbean island from France's mainland. The state will stand firm, the minister said, adding that at least 31 people have been arrested. Darmanin said following an emergency meeting Saturday in Paris that, quote, "some shots have been fired against police officers in Guadeloupe," end quote. Videos on social media showed that some cars and buildings were set on fire. Road blockades created a, quote, "very difficult situation for a few hours during which patients and supplies couldn't reach the hospitals," the minister said Saturday. Guadeloupe's prefect has imposed a nightly curfew from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. since Friday. He said some electrical facilities near dams have been damaged, which has caused some power outages, and urged people not to go near downed electrical cables. People's behavior in the presence of the COVID-19 pandemic and the number of recent deaths are among issues being focused on by health authorities and the government in Port of Spain. That's being reported on by TTT News.
One male child is among 28 people to succumb to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. This is the highest ever recorded daily death toll for the virus here in Trinidad and Tobago. Among the fatalities are 19 men and 9 women, taking this country's total COVID-19 deaths to 1,947. The Ministry of Health is also reporting an additional 592 new COVID-19 cases. Active cases now stand at 8,491. 510 remain at hospital and are being treated for the virus, while 67 have been discharged from public health facilities. Some institutions are not reporting positive cases to the Office of the Chief Medical Officer. CMO Dr. Roshan Parasram said the public health ordinance requires that medical practitioners and labs need to report positive cases to the office of the CMO.
Under Regulation 13, just to quote a sentence, a paragraph from Regulation 13, provides that where a private medical lab or a medical practitioner does such testing on a person or a medical practitioner refers a person for such testing, the result of such a positive result should be referred to the office of the Chief Medical Officer and the Regional Health Authority. So we want to assure that is done, and of course it is an offence under the Public Health Regulations.
He is also concerned about people who do not stay at home when they are ill.
If you are ill, stay at home. We're getting a lot of complaints of people, some of them even being positive and going out to supermarkets and other places if you have a viral illness in the country at this point in time, there's possibly a 1 in 2 chance of you of it being COVID, and we really want you all, once you're sick, to stay at home. That is one of the ways that we're getting spread going from one place into the next.
St. Lucia's Senate President has endorsed the House Speaker's decision to dock the salary of Alan Chastney, who is the opposition leader and the Mikud South MP. We turn to MBC Prime News for that report.
Leader of the opposition and Mikud South MP Alan Chastney has until November 30th to submit in writing to House Speaker Claudius Francis his reasons for missing 3 consecutive lower house meetings. The Mikud South MP and UWP officials explained his absence was due to a needed vacation from the pre-election campaign. He subsequently missed the post-election swearing-in ceremony and 2 House meetings before making himself available for the first time on November 16th, 3 months after the current parliamentary session officially commenced. President of the Senate and attorney Stanley Felix backs his lower house counterpart for making a historic order to deny the Mikud South MP his emoluments for failing to provide a satisfactory reason to justify his extended absence from Parliament. The Senate President says the ruling protects the integrity of the House of Assembly.
Well, for one, basically, it is a very important step into further elucidating or maybe sensitizing the current crop of parliamentarians, even the future set. But the Speaker did what he is actually constitutionally mandated to do. He followed the standing orders, he referenced the Constitution, and he referenced certain precedents in different jurisdictions. So I think he did a fantastic job in very impartially stating what the position is.
The opposition leader disputes Speaker Francis's order and has challenged his interpretation of the standing orders he relied on to make his ruling.
He's certainly within his right to take a different view of the matter. At the end of the day, the choice is his. He could decide to act contrary to what the what was prescribed by the House Speaker. And if he does so, then the House Speaker will act in accordance with the law, and if the member from Mikud South believes that his rights have been trampled, then he knows what to do.
The House Speaker's decision to dock the pay of a sitting member of Parliament is a first. Brihani Isidore, NBC Prime.
In Jamaica, opposition spokesperson on national security Peter Bunting raised several concerns regarding the government's expenditure on states of emergency, while noting the dissatisfaction among members in the security force. Bunting was speaking at the People's National Party's State of the Nation media briefing.
Speaking at the office of the opposition leader earlier this week, opposition spokesperson on national security Peter Bunting called out the Andrew Holness-led administration's failure to reduce violent crime. He suggests that states of emergency have not proven efficient. Mr. Bunting also accused the government of implementing SOEs as a means of distraction.
So because they need to maintain the big lie which they've been telling for the last 4 to 5 years, they came to Parliament with what really was a relatively superficial amendment to the Emergency Powers Act to pretend that somehow they had addressed the fundamental concerns that were raised.
He also points out that members of the security forces suffered financially amid the SOEs.
They've gone all in, so much so that the chairman of the Police Federation, in interviews with media over the last few days, has pointed to the fact that the police are currently demoralized and demotivated. They have seen that they're being treated like the poor cousins of the security forces. They are having to use their own funds to buy uniform and boots.
The University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center is said to be investigating reports of fluctuating water levels at Dominica's Boiling Lake. That Nature Island lake is the world's second largest boiling lake. It is located 5 miles east of Roseau in the heart of Mont Tuapitou National Park. According to Dominican News Online, investigations are currently underway. DNO reports that some officials from the Trinidad and Tobago-based Seismic Center are currently in Dominica and have scheduled a visit to the Boiling Lake for today, Monday. The team carrying out the investigation is expected to include staff of Dominica's Division of Forestry and National Parks. And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, November 22nd. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.